Welcome to the Soft Serve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. So Monday begins with a pretty strong hangover from yesterday's strawberry full moon in Sagittarius that happened in around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You may not have got a very good night's sleep. I certainly didn't. So I'm feeling a little fragile today, and there may be many of you who are also feeling this way as well. So we're still in the Sagittarius moon for the most part of Monday, and then the moon will move into Capricorn in the later part of the day and stay in Capricorn right up until Wednesday evening. So as I was speaking a few weeks ago about the transition from a Sagittarius moon to a Capricorn moon, then onto an Aquarius and onto a Pisces, is that it's a bit of a weird time for the moon. These aren't really the signs that the moon is the most comfortable in. So we go from a very sort of fiery, passionate, intense, you know, ready to do anything, move, change kind of energy of Sagittarius. And then we're straight into strict, disciplined, sometimes a bit depressed, not very good with their emotions, Capricorn. And then into Aquarius, who also doesn't really like to feel their feelings and understand how they're feeling. So it's a little bit of a strange week when we have this pattern of the moon. Doesn't mean that, you know, it's anything terrible. Just be wary that you might be feeling a little bit all over the place emotionally, and that's okay. So Capricorn moons, as I've spoken about before, they are a really good time for work. They're a really good time for setting goals, for being disciplined, for anything that requires your focus and attention. You'd want to sort of prioritize those for the most, you know, the earliest part of the week. And then the moon moves into Aquarius on Wednesday evening, and it's going to stay there right up until Friday evening when it will move into Pisces. Aquarius is a sign of the people. It's an air sign. It loves community. It loves to push the buttons. So it's a really good time for any forward thinking, any forecasting, any thinking outside of the box. I would save that, if possible, to the latter end of the week. Really good time for socializing. We're obviously still in Gemini season, so you've got the double energy of a Gemini air sun and an Aquarius air moon. Time for a lot of chatting, fun, silliness, etc. Then on Friday evening, we move into Pisces, which is where the moon is going to feel a little bit more settled, because Pisces is a water sign. Pisces is very emotional and very in touch with its feelings. So you can save up any sort of pent up emotional processing that hasn't really happened throughout the week for the weekend. You might feel a little bit more sensitive, a bit more withdrawn. You might be very overwhelmed. Pisces sometimes feels so much that it needs to retreat and recoup. So it might be a really nice weekend to just not do much and allow yourself a bit of rest and relaxation. And then on Sunday, we have the third quarter moon. So we've gone from the full moon last week into the third quarter. We're gearing up for the new moon next week. And then we're going to start the week again. It goes pretty quickly. So third quarter moons are a really good time of just reflecting on what you've let go at the full moon, what you're preparing to sort of start new at the new moon. New moons are all about beginnings. Full moons are all about letting go. So it's that period of just sort of processing and working out. There can be a little bit of a dark period just before the new moon. So next week might feel a little bit funny, but we'll talk about that in next week's pod. And we also end Sunday with Pluto moving. It's retrograde at the moment, and it's retrograding back into Capricorn. Pluto has recently moved into Aquarius, but then usually when a planet changes sign, it goes through a bit of a retrograde period. So it's retrograded back into Capricorn before it will then go forward and back into Aquarius. So we're kind of back in the energy that we have been. Pluto's a very slow moving planet. Its transits last about 20 years. So Pluto was in Capricorn for around 20 years, and then with its movement into Aquarius this year, which I've spoken about, you know, has seen, you know, a big boom in things like AI, moving back into Capricorn, it's a bit more heavy on finance. I know in America they just officially announced the recession. That's very Capricornian. So just be wary of things related to money, work, finances, anything kind of old school. Pluto as a sign of death and rebirth. So we might see a bit of patterns of what we were experiencing over the last 20 years. But then when Pluto goes direct again later this year, we'll go forward, moving back into more of the Aquarian side of stuff, which I think is going to be pretty interesting for the world. And that's it for this week. I will see you again next week, and hope you have a great one. Bye. I also forgot to mention that on Monday, Venus moves into Leo. So Venus is very at home in the sign of Leo. Leo is a fire sign. It's very fiery, passionate. It loves love. It loves to be adored. It loves to be showered with romance, with attention, with compliments. So it's a pretty nice placement for Venus. It can also mean a lot of drama in your romantic life. It can also mean a bit of tenderness, a feeling a bit sooky. That's sort of the shadow side of Leo, is that it can act out if it's not getting attention, or it can, you know, if it's feeling slighted in any kind of way. But it's a really fun time for Venus. It's a great time for dating. You might find that you or the people you're dating are a little bit over the top, they're feeling very romantic, they want to show you off, you want to be seen. So go forth and enjoy the energy of Venus in Leo. Okay, that's it for me. Bye.